you had to name a child after a grape variety, which variety would it be and why?
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series. Every Monday, we'll be connecting with Italian wine people. Join us to find out what they're doing and drinking today. This podcast is brought to you by Colangelo & Partners, the leading fine wine and spirits agency in the US. Visit Colangelo & Partners on www.colangelopr.com.
Buongiorno!
Buongiorno. Ciao.
Ciao. How are you, Matteo Aschieri?
Quite well, you know. At home.
Yeah. Where are you right now?
At home. Yeah, drinking a good glass of Barolo 2016. So, okay.
Oh, not actually, bad. I am home as well here good. In New York, drinking a
Barolo
2015. I picked up at the Barolo Barbaresco World opening last month.
Fantastico. Okay, great.
Perfect breakfast for lockdown. Chin chin.
Salute.
Salute. So tell me, now that you have been home, how many weeks have you been home now on lockdown?
I don't know exactly. A lot, by the way.
The time has just
beginning of March. Since the beginning of March.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A long time. Yeah, but we're not looking backwards, we're looking forwards. I mean that, okay, regarding the next day, hopefully everything will be better in the future.
Great. So, well, listen, now that you are home, I've been home for a month now, would you say that you are drinking more Barolo or less?
Definitely more.
Definitely more?
And eating also a lot, as you can see from my face.
What's your favorite pairing that you've been cooking along with your Barolo?
Homemade pasta with chicken liver, fegatini, chicken liver sauce is fantastic. Ravioli, okay, all good stuff, by the way. In Piemonte, okay, we have great things, great wines, but also great food, thanks God. So we are surviving well, surviving in a difficult way, but in a good way, talking about the food. Yeah.
Amazing. So I have a question.
There you go.
If you had to name a child after a grape variety, which variety would it be and why?
To name a child with a grape varietal name?
Yeah.
It is a nightmare. Poor child. No, I mean that. I would never do these kind of things. Okay, could be, okay, Arnaise, talking about local grapes, that literally in our dialect it means little rascal. Okay, but could be dangerous at the end.
Of course.
If it would be a girl, maybe Barbera, who knows? Yeah, exactly. Let's go.
Barbera Aschieri. That's a good name.
Yeah, okay. Good work. Yes, exactly.
Amazing.
For a boy, Dolcetto is a good name. Eh? Dolcetto is
nice. Why?
Dolcetto, little sweet one. Yeah, it's perfect.
A little sweet one. So all these grapes, it's their personality that have given them their name. It's the same as children. So if a child was named Nebbiolo, for example, what would be their personality?
Complex.
Complex.
Yeah, exactly. Very profound, very deep, you know, not easy to, but okay. In this way, it's good. It's a good comparison. Yes, exactly.
So we talked about what you've been eating and what you've been drinking on during lockdown this past month, but tell me something. If you could choose one song to summarize your time in lockdown, what would it be?
Okay, I'm a great fan of Depeche Mode. Let's say Enjoy the Silence is really a great song for this.
Enjoy the Silence?
Enjoy the Silence.
Oh, enjoy the silence. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, it goes well. It's a great, great song.
Can you sing for me? I don't know how it goes.
No, please. No, we will ruin all the interview. Please, no. Okay, but you can find easily Depeche Mode, exactly.
Depeche Mode. Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, Enjoy the Silence, yes.
Enjoy the Silence.
Yeah, it's perfect for these days.
So, name three wines that are always open in your cantina.
Okay, my wines, of course, because we are drinking our wines. But apart this, I like a lot wines made with Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is a varietal similar to Nebbiolo for many kind of reasons. So coming from Burgundy or from Italy, from Alto Adige, outside Italy, the New World, Oregon. These are the great expression of the Pinot Noir in the world, for my opinion. Or some great wines, like Viognier, that I like a lot. Or a Grunel Veltliner, that is an Austrian wine. This, of course, apart our Piedmontese wines.
You are a wine lover, you can tell.
You can see my shape. Wine and food lover is undoubtedly is something that you can really imagine. Not imagine, it's very simple to understand at the end.
So if you were only able to choose one wine for the rest of your life to drink that wasn't yours, what would it be?
Ah, vabbè, okay, right. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, maybe one Pinot Noir coming from Burgundy, definitely one of the best expressions.
Amazing.
Very classical. I'm a classical boy too. Yeah. So
a classic. You like the classic expression?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But talking about wine and food, I'm reliable. So okay.
So you talked about what was the best meal that you've had so far in lockdown?
Every day. You know, I have my wife, my mother, that yeah. Always cooking all day, so every day is a surprise. And ravioli with meat stuff, fantastic. Tajarin, you know, homemade pasta, typical from our region.
So you have children, right?
Yes, I have three boys. Yes, exactly.
Two boys. Are they planning to follow your footsteps?
Yeah, they're just starting now, okay? They're enjoying the winery and all the other activities that we have.
How old are your kids?
I was 26, 20, and the first one was 29. Yeah.
So which child would you say would be more of the Dolcetto and which one was more of the Nebbiolo?
The first one, Giacomo, is more than Nebbiolo, of course. The second one, his name like me, Matteo, is much more, let's say, like a Dolcetto, is an easy one. And the third one, Andrea. Andrea is a male name. Let's say, yeah, more an Arnaise.
Yeah,
more a rascal, more a little rascal. Not little because, okay, it's baby, but okay, a rascal.
Amazing. So what other hobbies do you have besides winemaking?
To eat a lot, yes, exactly. Okay, this is good, yeah.
To eat a lot? Are you a chef?
No, I'm not a chef. I eat. I don't.
Quality
I don't like...
control.
Yes, exactly. We have also a restaurant. I'm the officially quality controller over there. The restaurant is run by my sister. No, I like to travel when this was possible. So I'm really hoping to come back to this kind of thing, to be in the nice seaside. To go to the movie, to see nice movies.
What's the last film you've seen?
I see, okay, now in these days we have a lot of opportunities to see on TV. I saw a movie called The Post regarding Washington Post. The big scandal. Yeah, exactly. Then I saw Apollo 13 and all this kind of, and then all the movie of a filmmaker that is called Sergio Leone. This is my favorite. Once Upon a Time in America and all this kind of things.
Who's your favorite actor?
Favorite actor, let's say, okay, Tom Hanks is a good actor.
Tom Hanks is good.
Tom Hanks, exactly. And then, Clint Eastwood, of course, different expressions. Yeah, these are the two.
Can you do any Clint Eastwood expressions?
Not really. Sergio Leone was saying there's only two expressions. With or without the hat. I'm much more, you know, it's difficult to find a comparison with Clint Eastwood on my face. Okay.
I like it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Matteo.
Grazie.
For joining me today.
Okay. Fantastic. Cheers. Okay.
Cheers to Barolo. Cheers to you and your family.
Grazie, ci vediamo presto.
Sì, grazie.
Prego, grazie a te. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.
See you next Monday for another Virtual Wine Journey Italian Wine Podcast Lockdown Series.